everyone, Brian Porter here. Welcome to our Dear Guitar Industry video series. And this is also a podcast series as well. So if you are just a listener type, you can find this on podcast platforms if you just want to listen on the go while you're on a walk or wherever you do podcasts. We're going to have most of our discussion on our YouTube page. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave comments below. If you're curious about the past Dear Guitar Industry series, we've got a lot of them that we've been kind of building up over the years. Really, we want to just talk about stuff that happens in the guitar industry. We want to talk about different topics, some things that we are concerned about, some things that we're excited about, just some general observations about the guitar industry. And some things kind of are on the fringes and some things are kind of mainstream or popular topics. We're just going to pretty much turn the camera on and discuss all sorts of different things. So I'm flying solo today. Marco's going to be in a little bit. Just got in early today, so I'm going to go ahead and record this specific topic. We're talking about the MAP policies in the gear industry. We're talking about advertised pricing. We're talking about just industry pricing in general. We've all seen guitar prices skyrocket in the last few years. Now we're starting to see some prices coming back down. We're starting to see, you know, I think Gibson knocked some money off of their retail price. We're seeing some people kind of trying to adjust to maybe slower guitar sales, maybe music stores struggling, things like that. And there's this whole thing about MAP and list and all these different things that stores have to do. They have a minimum advertised price. Most people know that. Basically, this is the price they're supposed to sell it for from the manufacturer, and everyone kind of like shakes hands and agrees that this is the way that gear is supposed to be sold. What I'm seeing lately, and you guys have seen this too, and I'll get into kind of some opinions about it too, but I'm coming at it from a manufacturer and I'm also coming at it from a guitar player. So I feel like I'm straddling the line, and maybe I'm jumping over here and then I'm jumping over here and kind of trying to form an opinion or trying to just talk about this topic, because there's a lot of things with this MAP policy that it's kind of like the Wild West of gear, if you will. I've seen this a lot, and it's interesting to me because I'm looking for a good deal, right? I'm gonna come from the guitar player angle first, and then I'm gonna come from the manufacturer angle, and hopefully we can kind of have some discussions down in the comments. What do you guys think about that? So from the guitar player angle first, everyone likes a good deal. We all like to find like a great deal, especially a deal on new stuff. Obviously the used market is what it is. That's gonna fluctuate, that's gonna change to ridiculous prices, to crazy deals, to auction style, things like eBay. There's all sorts of crazy things there, but I'm talking about mostly new gear. We're seeing a lot of people doing these open box type sales. I can think of a couple stores right off the top. Even some recent guitars I've got were listed as open box or B stock, and they came pretty much brand new. And so you don't know if the manufacturers are just kind of like funneling off a couple guitars here and there just at a crazy price to kind of like not make the manufacturer mad, but maybe just keep some revenue rolling in. I think that's happening for sure a lot more than we think in the gear industry. There's a handful of stores that are definitely notorious for doing that. Nothing wrong with asking for a good deal. Nothing wrong with trying to get a good deal. I think a lot of people are willing to make deals at this point. Where it gets tricky is from the manufacturer's side of things. Is, you know, we have dealers of our pickups, and we ask them to try to keep the pricing the same across the board and not to do a bunch of discounts and sales. And that's also tricky because we can't necessarily fully police those things, but we want to keep that the same so that when people go to a store, they have the same, you know, Strat set that's the same price at every store, and they just have to choose their favorite store at that point. So as a manufacturer, we want that to happen. We want people to buy at the same price and of course keep that price point where it needs to be, and so stores are not taking 20% and posting it online and then the other stores kind of like, hey, why did you do this and why did they discount stuff? So a lot of times we get stores coming to us asking, hey, this guy's blowing this out, what's going on here? And then we have to kind of have the awkward phone call of, hey, this is the price that we need to kind of post it at, and we need you to stay to that. And then some people, you know, have varying reactions and opinions to us talking to them about it. So it's kind of a weird thing. I I'm curious what you guys think about that. Again, everyone likes a good deal, and I would say I'm guilty of going and finding the good deal, knowing that the dealer possibly is violating that MAP agreement with the manufacturer. But I'm also looking at some of these manufacturers that are kind of tweaking the system a little bit to offer these good deals. You know, you can see like that with Reverb offers and things like that. So what's the solution? What's my grand point? I don't know what the solution is. I don't know how to keep everything consistent. Of course, no one likes to pay more than they have to. And I think now in a time like this, people are getting a little bit more desperate with pricing. So it is a good time to be a guitar player. It is a hard time to have to be a manufacturer and trying to keep your pricing the same and trying to keep that steady flow in the industry of everything the same. You don't want to devalue your brand, but sometimes stuff has to move. I mean, we've had to do some inventory clear outs from time to time just to keep some things moving on our end, and it's hard when we're trying to balance that line as well. So where do you guys come out on that? That's just kind of this big overarching discussion. Again, a lot of these are going to touch on a big topic, and then as we narrow down to smaller topics, we'll dive into specifics. So if you guys have questions below or comments below or ways you've seen this done well, ways you've seen this kind of abused, I'd love to hear all of it in the comments below. So if you're listening to this, you can head to our YouTube channel. We'll link our podcast series from there in the bottom of the podcast notes. And then if you're on YouTube, go ahead and pop down there and leave a comment. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, please do that as well. We're gonna have more of these type of series, as well as new guitar releases, new pickup releases, all sorts of fun stuff this year. Thank you guys so much for watching our Dear Guitar Industry series, and we will catch you next time.